Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. A reminder to follow the updates for what's going on in our tri-state area with the coronavirus. Our homepage has all the information on a link. Just go to robinhoodradio.com. On the right side of the page, underneath the forecast, click on the link that says Coronavirus Update. That will take you to all the announcements. We're updated, of course, whenever we get new announcements in. You can also find that link on our Facebook page, WHDD Robinhood Radio. Well, the number of confirmed cases in Connecticut stood at 1,012 as of yesterday afternoon, according to the Connecticut Department of Public Health. 21 deaths were also reported. A breakdown of the state's cases from the Department of Public Health is available from the state website. Governor Lamont said there are now 21 deaths. There have been 6,500 tests performed. That will decline as tests will be preserved now for those with serious symptoms. It's due to a lack of medical equipment needed to keep healthcare staff members safe. He said, quote, if you're coming to Connecticut, self-quarantine for 14 days, end quote. Lamont also says people should not gather in groups more than five people. The governor also has submitted a request now to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA, for a presidential major disaster declaration resulting from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the state of Connecticut. Meanwhile, in response to shortages of surgical masks at local hospitals, the Department of Corrections in Connecticut has mobilized and retooled its manufacturing equipment to produce cotton masks. The masks are in mass production at Department of Correction facilities to aid in the COVID-19 outbreak. The masks are not the N95 respirators that are used in critical need by doctors and nurses tending COVID-19 patients, but can be used as a last resort when no other option is available. A specialized unit of the Department of Corrections developed a prototype of the mask for mass production. They're cranking out about 3,300 of them in 2 days. Production of the mask began Monday, and with streamlining the process, they estimate that 1,200 to 1,400 could be produced each day. The production part of the Correctional Enterprises of Connecticut is ongoing in five Department of Correction manufacturing shops, and the prisons recently received 28,000 yards of elastic to use in that manufacturing process. A 71-year-old man believed the second known Dutchess County resident to die of complications related to the COVID-19 virus, according to Dutchess County. The man died Wednesday after he was admitted to St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital in Orange County for cardiac arrest and respiratory distress. The man tested positive for the strain of coronavirus and had not previously been identified by Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health. Dutchess County had 190 confirmed COVID-19 cases as of yesterday. As New York hospitals race now to create enough beds to serve the projected need required by the spread of the virus, Dutchess County is going back to college to find its solution. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, Dutchess Community College is going to take the solution into their own hands. Conklin Hall will be the county's first dormitory converted to be used as a facility for COVID-19 patients. Falcon Hall on campus and Vassar and Marist colleges also may be enlisted in the future if needed, according to Dutchess County. The measures are part of the effort by Nuvance Health and Westchester Medical Center Health Network to meet the state mandate to increase hospital capacity by 50% and make a plan to increase it by 100%. Meanwhile, in the Berkshire, cases now inched up to 73 yesterday from 71 on Wednesday at Berkshire County. Statewide, there are now over 2,400 cases, according to the State Department of Public Health, up from 1,838 on Wednesday. Berkshire virus cases nearly doubled from the day before on Wednesday. That was a result partly of a slew of tests arriving at the same time. The county has 37 cases Tuesday. A death Tuesday in the Berkshires attributed to COVID-19 was the second such death of a county resident since the pandemic began. Those deaths bring to 25 the total number of deaths from the coronavirus in Massachusetts. As of 4 p.m. yesterday, Massachusetts now has 579 new confirmed cases, 2,417 cases total. There have been 23,621 Massachusetts residents tested for COVID-19 by the State Public Health Laboratory, commercial and clinical labs, up by over 3,800 since on Wednesday. Cardinal Hayes Home is in need of masks for use in Millbrook and at its five community homes in parts and areas of Dutchess County. Many of the children and young adults at Hayes have health issues. Some are medically frail. The contact person at Hayes is Anna Evans. She's asking for donations of cotton or flannel material and 3/8-inch elastic to make masks. They are especially needed, the elastic. The drop-off point for donations is the side porch of St. Joseph Rectory. That would be the right side of the porch as you face the rectory, which is right next to the church. The address is 15 North Avenue, Millbrook. Anna will pick up donated materials. If you have any questions, you can call 677-6363, extension 140. The Food of Life Comida Divina Food Pantry at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Armenia Union is in need of volunteers to help serve neighbors. You're asked to go to stthomasarmenia.com for more information and to sign up. You're asked to volunteer and assist if you are able. In response to the COVID-19 guidelines, which have been set forth by the state of Connecticut as well as the Center for Disease Control, the Hotchkiss School schedule for all arts events for spring 2020 has been canceled until further notice. That includes all concerts, recitals, plays, and exhibits at the Tremaine Gallery. A message from the executive director of the Healthcare Consortium in Columbia County. The Navigator Program of Healthcare Consortium remains ready to assist individuals with enrolling in health insurance, including public health insurance options, Medicaid, the Essential Plan, Child Health Plus, and the commercial self-pay products, collectively called Qualified Health Plans, on the New York State of Health. Consumers should call 518-822-8820. The Healthcare Consortium's main phone number, which is currently redirected to the cell phone of Lisa Thomas, director of the Consumer Assistance Program, of which the Navigator program is one. Lisa will assist consumers with scheduling a telephone appointment with Navigator. The four Navigators are working safely from home offices and remain committed to providing assistance to residents of Columbia and Greene counties during this time. There's currently no authorized treatment for those who test positive for COVID-19, according to Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb. He said yesterday, Mabb said there was one positive test for COVID-19 in the county, bringing the official count to 19, as we said before. The health department does expect a big jump in positive this weekend. County Emergency Medical Services, Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Fire and Police remain not even close to what they need in terms of personal protective equipment, according to the Director of Emergency Management, David Harrison Jr. Quote, we are expecting a small delivery soon that'll be going to Emergency Medical Services in the hospital. Several incidents of price gouging have now been received in the city of Hudson, according to Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett. Those who encounter a price gouging situation are advised to visit the website of the New York State Attorney General, fill out the complaint form, which is found there. No guests are coming in the doors at Berkshire Cultural Destinations. A story in the Berkshire Eagle. Employees are now starting to be laid off. Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, Hancock Shaker Village, and the Norman Rockwell Museum all plan layoffs in bids to ensure their financial survival. Other nonprofits are resorting to furloughs and deep cuts in salaries and expenses in attempt to ride out financial losses during the coronavirus threat. Those still on board plan to rebuild a shattered program in schedules and dig in fundraising and prepare their institutions to reopen when possible. At Mass Mocha, 120 of 165 employees will be out of work by April 10th. Hancock Shaker Village has laid off 10 of its 22 employees and will not hire the 24 seasonal staff members who normally begin work next week. And the Norman Rockwell Museum on Thursday told its staff of 75 that it'll be cutting positions and curtailing operations after April 11th, with details on its new financial plan coming by April 7th. Meanwhile, yesterday, the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development sent a statement to the Canaan Country Club locally that Connecticut golf courses can reopen as long as they follow CDC guidelines. That means restaurants associated with the golf courses will remain closed and golfers must abide by the new rules of conduct in a coronavirus world. New York State also has informed the New York State Golf Association that New York State golf courses can reopen, again, subject to strict CDC guidelines. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 1,351 to 22,552.17. The NASDAQ stands at 7,797.54 and the S&P 500 at 2,630.07. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.